Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it comes as no surprise that most people today do not like confrontation. Even when we know that we or someone else that we know has been wronged, it seems like the last thing we want to do is to make a big deal out of it. And to stand face to face with the one who has erred, call them out on their faults. It's just not something most people care to do. And while that feeling is completely understandable, we've all been in that situation, it does not undo the idea that even refusing to make a decision one way or another is still making a decision. Consider the situation you might happen upon in your own life. You find somebody who is in trouble, who might be choking to death. Now, it's true, you did not cause that person to choke, but trying not to be involved, to stand away and aside, may very well lead to that person's death. And in that case, and others like it, you are making a decision, even when you think you are not. Now, it is true in life that there are some times and instances where it is possible and even best to remain neutral. One such example might be when trying to bring reconciliation to two of your friends who are at odds. And while they may each want you to take their side, doing so would not lead to resolution. There is, however, no room whatsoever for such neutrality when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. In his ministry, Jesus encountered multitudes of people who did not know what to make of him. They could not decide, make up in their mind exactly who this man is and what he had come to do. Those who were the enemies of Christ lumped him in, actually, with the chief of all enemies, Beelzebul, Satan. He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, much like Pharaoh's magicians were able to mimic God's power by the power of Satan himself. But how strange would that be? Satan giving someone else power to overthrow his own workers. Satan empowering another to drive himself out. To this, Jesus does indeed reply with a sentiment that has been quoted time and time again throughout history. Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. Satan knows better than to work against himself. So moving beyond that absurd idea, Jesus lays his finger on the exact source of his power, referencing back again to our Old Testament reading, where truly the finger of God was upon the Egyptians. But it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons. Then that kingdom of God has come upon you. Certainly, this is the truth. Jesus can cast out demons by the finger of God. Jesus is full God and uses his own finger to drive out Satan. And with that being so, truly, the kingdom of God has come upon you and upon all the earth. Then Jesus paints a picture of what this ongoing battle between Satan and Christ is actually like. Jesus calls Satan the strong man, who is fully armed, guarding his own palace and all of his goods. The one who is stronger than the strong man is the Lord Jesus himself. He then attacks and overcomes the devil, taking away all in which Satan has trusted This is what truly occurs when Jesus casts out demons by the power of his word. Sadly, as Jesus goes on to tell, that may not be the end of the story for those who were demon-possessed. For if the newly free individual does not fill the void left by the demon will indeed return with even more demons worse than himself to take over and occupy that freshly cleaned soul. It becomes clear then that no one can really live in the middle ground between God and Satan. If God does not dwell in your heart through the preaching of his gospel, then the devil will. This is what we confess as our very nature, sinful and unclean. Apart from Christ, in our own sin, we are the dwelling place of Satan. When the gospel does reach into our ears and the Holy Spirit creates faith in our hearts through that word, then the devil is driven out, leaving the Spirit as the new owner. What Jesus says then is most certainly true. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. How are you with Jesus and not against him? Of course, it is by faith given to you through the word of the gospel. You have been baptized into the triune name, receiving the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation that Jesus gained for you by his own death on the cross. Your reception of the Lord's very own supper into your flesh and blood strengthen you up in that faith. And the Holy Spirit works in your heart to more fully remember all that Christ has done for you, how much you have been forgiven by God, and how you are to forgive much. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Words of Christ that can very easily cause many a sleepless night. Being with Jesus means forgiving others just as Christ has forgiven us, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. Refusing to forgive and to show compassion and mercy to our brothers and sisters in Christ is what it means to be against Christ. This account of Jesus is valuable for us to hear, especially at this time in the church year. We are in the middle of the season of Lent, inching our way toward Holy Week, the suffering and death of Christ, the great passion of our Lord. That suffering, that death on the cross is what has paid the price for all sin, all rebellion against God, all hatred, no exceptions. None of that would be true if Jesus was actually working with Satan, as some would suppose Jesus of doing. It is vital, then, that we hear these words and know exactly who Jesus is and against whom he is fighting, that we know the true enemy. Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for Adam's original sin of rebellion against God, and he paid the price for everyone's sins since. Jesus, even while on the cross in weakness, in pain, and in suffering, resisted Satan's temptations for Jesus to come down and make many believe. In his blood poured out for all, Jesus took away the very power of the devil. All who believe in Jesus will be saved. When it comes to Christ Jesus, there is no middle ground. And Jesus understood that perfectly. He made the most convincing case imaginable for all those dead in trespasses and sins in order to be with Jesus. Son of God, begotten from all of eternity, took on mortal flesh, the infinite becoming finite. He lived perfectly in man's stead before God. And he offered up by his own choosing his perfect life as a substitute for yours and for mine by his own death on the cross. And Almighty and Eternal God the Father approved of Jesus' life in your place by raising him up from the dead. Jesus did not back down from the confrontation with sin, death, and the devil. He took them all on and won by losing, by dying, and being buried. All for your forgiveness, so that you can be with him now and forever. By his grace alone, that is exactly where you are. With him, with Jesus. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds with Jesus. Amen.